This is Ted Kennedy. 37 million Americans have no health insurance. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, 37 million Americans have no health insurance. Two-thirds are full-time workers whose bosses refuse to make insurance available. Can't we agree that's wrong, Al? Isn't it time to insist that all firms should offer at least a minimum level of health insurance to all workers? It'll cost private companies some money, about $20 a week per worker, but health insurance should be a basic right of working men and women. We already have laws on maximum hours, minimum wages, job safety, and child labor. Why not health care? The Senate ensures your health, Al. The majority of employees in the private sector work for firms that offer health insurance. Why should other companies exploit their workers in order to make higher profits by cutting corners and refusing to provide insurance? Let's make this the Health Insurance Congress, Al. 37 million Americans are waiting for your answer. Is it thumbs up or thumbs down?
Ted, it's neither. Your thumb is in your eye. Your cockeyed plan is a veiled attempt to lead this country down the road to socialized medicine and crudely interfere in the workplace, a typical Kennedy plan. While the proposal to require all employers to provide health insurance to all workers and their dependents won't cost Uncle Sam much, business, especially small business, would get hit by a hammer. The total cost to employers of providing health care to all currently uninsured workers would be more than $26 billion. $20 per week per worker. For a small worker employing just 10 people, it would be a wipeout for most. Paying $10,400 per year for health insurance over and above their current cost for employee benefits, that's real money in the real workplace. What a knockout punch, and so unfair. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Environmental Zealots. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.